శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 11:7:20 ఆత్మనో గురురాత్మైవ పురుషస్య విశేషతః యత్ ప్రత్యక్షానుమానాభ్యాం శ్రీయోసావనువిందతే. హియర్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ హిస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ టు ఉద్ధవ కంటిన్యూస్ టు ఎన్కరేజ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ థాట్ఫుల్నెస్ by stressing that one has to be one's own guru. Atmano gururatmaiva. The self has to be certainly the guru of the self. Purushasya visheshataha. Now, in visheshataha, in a special sense for a living being. So the statement is not warranting or justifying the dismissal of a guru or the redundancy of a guru, but rather it is recognizing and underscoring individual responsibility, in individual accountability in spiritual life. We cannot say that just because I have a guru, now it is my guru's responsibility to ensure my spiritual advancement. No. Our spiritual advancement is our responsibility. Our spiritual advancement depends on our making right choices, and those right choices come when can be done when we use our intelligence. Jiva Goswami explains that actually what this means is that this verse means is that by studying the scripture, by using our good intelligence, with pratyakshanumanabhyam shriyosavanavintate, by pratyakshan anuman, we understand what is our shreya. We understand the futility of material life and the necessity of spiritual life. By pratyaksha we can see that we ourselves suffer from various miseries helplessly and unwillingly. We don't want to suffer and we can't stop the suffering in many cases. So by that we understand this material arena is a place of suffering through our experience and anumana abhyam. And we can see that even the people who have the things that the world glorifies and glamorizes, such as wealth and power and beauty, even those people have to suffer. So nobody is an exception to the principle that everyone has to suffer in the material world. So in this way we can infer also that this world is a place of suffering. So by experience and by inference one can understand that one's true benefit will lie at a level that is beyond the material, and that way one can recognize the vitality, the vital necessity of spiritual life, shreyosavanvinditi. And then one will also understand that just as in other fields one needs a spiritual master, one needs a guide, similarly to pursue spiritual life also one will need a guide, and that way one will come to understand that I need a spiritual master. And even after one gets a spiritual master and gets instruction from the spiritual master, after hearing from the spiritual master, one has to oneself take responsibility for understanding and realizing what the spiritual master is saying, and thereby making spiritual advancement. So sometimes we see that Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master, Bhakti Sanswara Thakur, they were all exalted spiritual masters, the most exalted. They were souls who descended from the spiritual master. Yet sometimes their disciples had difficulties. Some of those disciples fell away. So why did this happen? Is it that the spiritual masters were incompetent? No. Even the spiritual master is supremely competent. If the disciple doesn't take responsibility, then the disciple may get deluded by Maya and thereby go away from Krishna. So therefore, each one of us has to take individual responsibility for our spiritual advancement. And this is especially true during our practice of meditation and prayer, where nobody else can take responsibility for my learning to control and fix my mind on Krishna during my prayer and meditation and chanting. Unless I battle and drag the mind from wherever it goes and fix the mind on Krishna, I won't make spiritual advancement. So, by observing the trends of the mind, by observing the way the mind gets provoked, agitated and runs away, we slowly recognize the patterns of the mind. And then by observing what are the ways that we can correct the mind and discipline it and get it to fix itself on Krishna, we can learn to rectify the mind's restless nature. So in this way, we have to act our own spiritual master so that we recognize them, so that we can benefit from the spiritual master's mercy, which has manifested as the opportunity and the facility to chant the holy names and thereby develop love for Krishna. Thank you.